When the Office of the Statewide Prosecutor released the deposition of former Republican Party of Florida Chair Jim Greer in June, a couple of controversial statements were splashed all over the news. Greer revealed, to the surprise of exactly no one, that the Republican Party had frequent meetings discussing ways to suppress voting, particularly among African Americans. Even more shocking, though, is his description of business as usual behind the wall of party politics. Greer paints a pretty unflattering portrait of the political machine, one that's more reminiscent of the plotline of a Sopranos episode or a chapter from Henry Hill's memoirs than what we normally associate with the bland drone of political rhetoric. In Greer's version of events, former Governor Charlie Crist acted as the mafia boss, George Lemieux his underboss, while Greer and his fellow party administrators were the capos who made sure the money kept flowing in to both party coffers and their own pockets. Dutiful soldiers and associates were rewarded, potential enemies paid to keep their mouths shut. And when things got ugly, Greer claims, he was thrown under the bus. Greer's deposition is sensational. Obviously, he has an axe to grind, and he's eager to take down those he thinks brought him to disgrace. But even if it's only one side of the story, it's a pretty damning one. If half of what he says is true, it seems voters should be more concerned not about whether Greer is guilty of the charges levied against him, but whether the Republican Party's leaders are guilty of the charges Greer levies against them.